Mobile.
4PTA, this is KO4HK. Patrick, on this end.
I'm sitting in a bad spot. I barely can make you out. This is Mike, KG4BTA, over here near Piedmont, South Carolina.
Just coming down the driveway, and there's power lines over top of me. Might get a little better here in just a minute, though. I think you said your name was Mike. Did I get that correct?
From underneath this gas station, the wife went in the store. Pick out from underneath here and see if I can get a better signal in here. I can just barely make you out. Anyway, maybe I'll try again in a few minutes. KG4BTA.
That KO4HKX, mobile.
NC9B. Good afternoon.
Don, what you out doing? You coming home from work?
Today. I worked 7 or 8 hours yesterday. And they said they didn't need me today, so I'm kicked back relaxing. I'm just piddling around the house, put up a couple of nails, I hang a ladder on it, checked all the fluids in my truck, checked my, the grid heater connection in the truck, and it's solid as a rock, so no rush on that. I guess I'll just end up focusing on the actuator for the turbo, and we'll get around to that eventually, but just sitting home, enjoying the day.
I got to run into town and got to pick up a new rake. Ours broke yesterday. I got some gravel I need to rake out a little smoother. I worked on a driveway yesterday.
Muscles you have. Muscled over the rake, broke it. Yeah, that thing is getting costly.
Well, the rake's several years old and the wooden handle was like a rubber band, I guess, is the way to describe it. It never was a great rake.
I almost want to buy a quality one, you know, nice Ames, you know, thick handle, nice hard thongs and tongs. I just can't off the money to buy them. They're like $50 now, what, $40, $50? Everything getting expensive.
I don't know what one cost anymore. I hadn't bought one in a while, but looks like we're getting ready to find out. And I may stop by the restore up here and see if they got one, a good one in there before I go in to buy a new one.
You can stop by True Value. Price there is too. I used to have some pretty good ones.
Bavard, so I'm not coming to Hendersonville.
Hardware store in Bavard.
Bay's Hardware, McNeely's.
Helen. Not been in that brand, so I don't know. But yeah. Well, last time I ran into your wife, it was at a hardware store. How's she doing? Everything doing well?
She's just working her little jobs.
Oh, yeah. I need to find me a little side job somewhere. I don't know. I do, but I don't. The wife's Social Security kicks in January, so I think my goal is to downsize a little bit, maybe not have to travel so far.
I don't know. That's me. What do you do anymore? You either travel or there's not much opportunity up here where I'm at.
Remember us talking about dump trucks, and they had a dump truck accident up here where a 17-year-old girl was killed. Horrible over on Mills Gap. It's terrible. I don't know the particulars on it yet, but I'd be really curious to hear what happened.
I don't want to drive a dump truck up here because most of the guys, they're in such disrepair, they shouldn't be on the road. And I just don't want a part of it.
Call that number or email or anything?
I have not. I was going to try to get him today, but I have not done it yet.
It's one of the reasons I drive so far. It's really a good organization. They treat their people right. They have I was going to send you the link for the webpage. If you read the webpage, it's a very family-oriented business.
Well, I appreciate you sending me that contact information. And I will, like I said, I'll either shoot them an email or a phone call today.
Well, I told them that I don't recommend many people at all, but you have my wholehearted recommendation. But don't let that get you stuck in your truck, or you can't get out the cab anymore because your head got too big.
And that, I appreciate it, but I know what it's worth, too.
My 2 cents? NC9V.
So, Gap, see if Mike wanted to try to jump back in there. Maybe he moved now.
4 PPA? Still out there?
Yeah.
Fine. Not sure.
There's KQB, BAP or something like that, I believe it is. But tell you what, these bicycles out here on the road are going to get somebody killed today.
PTA, that's me. Yeah, I'm up on the hill by the camper again now over here in Ivy Acres.
Hill, are you? Correct. I mean, I got the right mic.
Well, next Sunday coming up, we're over here at Ivy Acres.
I hope you have enjoyed the area and your visit.
I've been here. We just went out riding and went, what was it, Piedmont, and I forget the other one. Anyway, we went riding around the countryside a little bit, but we love the weather here and the different elevations and everything. It's fantastic. I'd love to move here someday if I can get away from the doctors long enough to do it.
Name is Leon here, Lima Echo Oscar November, and me and my wife honeymooned up here, and yeah, couldn't wait to get up here. We did. Loving it, then I won't go anywhere else.
Niece and kids live up here near Anderson, and we were going to move here just right away, but then you know how life goes. Sometimes things didn't work out quite right, but So we can still come up here to visit and really enjoy it here. I love it.
I'm born and raised right here in Transylvania County, but Leon and I both are up here in North Carolina, just across the state line now.
So Peter's got a pretty good footprint then. If you're up in North Carolina, I guess North Carolina really isn't that far from where I'm at, because we did go to Asheville one day. I don't know if I'll be going back there ever again.
Not real fond of the area anymore myself, so I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, we don't claim that area of North Carolina. And I drive when I work. I work down in Greer, and I go through Piedmont a lot. I actually go down to Anderson a lot too. Mondays is Anderson, and Tuesdays is Williamston, which goes almost to Piedmont.
As was telling me at the auto parts store yesterday or the day before, he said, yeah, you gotta stay away from Greenville because everything costs too much if you're wanting to find a little piece of property. I told him I was looking out there towards Belton, but might be able to look across the state line into North Carolina somewhere. I'm sure it's more expensive there.
There's areas up here that are still reasonable, but they are getting further and further away. And, gentlemen, I'm going to step out here for just a minute. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be back in just a moment.
We live, Patrick and I, we live in Henderson County. Well, I think Patrick's still in Henderson County, but he's like across the street. Like I said, it would be Transylvania County. As long as you purchase somewhere, the next county over from us is Rutherford, Polk, or Transylvania. The prices drop down a lot. Prices in Henderson County are just crazy. And Buncombe County, which is Asheville, you don't want to go that way.
You got to dig around, get on my phone later on, and look around before we have to head back, just so I can see if I can. I'm sure most places, even in Florida where we live, unless you get out in the panhandle, it's very hard to find any property where you know, there's not restrictions. Like, you know, if I want to have a piece, you know, an acre or two or whatever, and then be able to come up and put my RV on it temporarily until I build a house. A lot of places are like, no RVs, no this, none of that. And I think out there in Belton, they were a little bit more relaxed about that kind of stuff.
An animal, real quick. You sneak it out the front door. I'll be back in a minute. It's C9P. And pick it up there.
Just leaving the plant, headed home.
Doing good, Eric. You work today. Wow. He's another one. He works over in, I guess over close to you. He's over at Ryobi. That's where he works. And it's not too far from you over there between Anderson and Greenville, or Anderson side, though.
Sitting up here in the driveway, and the wife's giving me the eye because I haven't unloaded the bag of ice that's melting and everything else. So I think I'll jump out for now and maybe catch you guys back on here a little later on. At least I can hit the repeater from up here on the hill at the campground. Anyway, y'all have a great afternoon. This is Mike, KG4, BTA, 73.
To meet you, name's Eric. Hopefully we'll run into you again soon. But, Leon and Patrick and I are all kind of morning crew people, too. So, anyway, hopefully we'll catch you later. W2JKT.
Guys, the little chihuahua has been recovered.
He had to jump out, but, I heard you and Patrick and Mike talk. I guess his name is Mike, I think, if I remember correctly. And I'm actually getting the repeater down in the plant now. I don't know if I told you, but I installed a grounding mat for my antenna, and it has solved my issues with not being able to hear the repeater ever. So, good news there.
And what kind of antenna was that, Eric? I didn't get catch the type of antenna you put in.
Federal dual band VHF UHF antenna, but they make this thing. You it's got a ring terminal that you put on the bottom of your NMO connector, and it's just a magnetic mat that just magnets itself to the sheet metal, and it provides a capacitive ground coupling for the shield of the coax at the antenna feed, and it basically acts like the counterpoise. So it improved the performance of the antenna greatly.
Now, are you in the tall office building there by the interstate, or are you in the outlying building?
Go
on. I mean, have you got the elevation? Is that what's making it so easy? Or I know you said you were like towards the center of the building.
I don't get anything from inside. I'm on 85 right now. I just left the plant, though, and, you know, usually I'm losing the repeater up in the 40s somewhere, but now I'm down here 27 getting it just fine.
That's pretty impressive. I'd like to see take a picture of that setup. And I don't know if you got my cell phone. Yeah, you got my cell phone number. Send me a picture of that thing.
Two of them on the car, one for the VHF UHF antenna and one for the screwdriver I installed last week. A friend of mine let me borrow his ATAS 120 for my Yaesu, so I've got an HF radio here in the car as well.
A nice concept, and I just don't think I could use the HF in the car. It's just too involved.
Having a VFO instead of, you know, if I could program a bunch of memories, that would work just fine. But, yeah, it's a little different working HF than it is working a repeater. I'm going to a state park, do my POTA activation from the seat of the car, and then just drive out, have it all done quick, and not have to spend a whole day doing it.
It's definitely convenient. Patrick, you make it back yet?
I made it back, but I'm getting ready to lose the repeater.
Oh, you're in town. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
So, and goodbye. Eric, good to hear you. Be careful out there. And Leon, I'll talk to both of you gentlemen later. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.
Have a great day, W2JKT 73.
Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon, hopefully. NC9B. Pre-programmed in there?
No, not yet.
Do some HF.
RHF radio presently?
I am.
Who this thing is set to? T210?
Is that a question? Yeah, 7210, and I'll
turn my other radio on. So give me a minute to get there because I got to get this other radio cranked up in case we don't connect. I'll get back on the VHF side. NC9B.